Welcome to the Marty Sheegod Show catch-up. For Our Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to ourvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheegod Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Sheegsy.
What's on the front page? The back page? And page?
Oh,
ten past six.
More Victorians are back to work, as we know. Yeah. We discussed this yesterday. Up 75%. 75% of staff are allowed to return to offices here in Victoria.
Yeah.
That's up from 25%.
Yep.
When we sort of started coming back
mid-Jan.
Now we're up to 75% start of Feb.
We're 75% here at Triple M.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can feel the life coming back into the building, can't you?
It's great seeing everybody back.
I love nodding at people I've never met.
Well, just introduce yourself.
You know, strangers. G'day, g'day.
Yeah.
G'day, head down. No eye contact. G'day.
How are you, mate?
He probably doesn't want to talk to us. And you're right. Currently, private businesses are permitted to have 50% of staff in offices and public sectors are restricted to 25%. Well, hang on. I just said 75%.
No, that says from Monday, next Monday.
All right.
Why the difference with the public sector? Do we know?
No, I do not know. But a good question.
Mm.
Mm.
We all remember Zoom from the pandemic. It saved our lives, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Zoom. I'd never heard of Zoom until lockdown.
Neither had I.
Did it even exist before lockdown, Zoom?
I think it did.
Yeah. Or was it created for lockdown?
No, just it was turbocharged during lockdown.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zoom. What was the other one where you could join and meet?
Is it Teams? Microsoft? Teams?
Skype.
And Skype.
Yeah, Skype took a kicking.
To
what happened to Skype?
Yeah.
They should have dominated.
They should have. They were already there, ready to go. Fail. Hashtag fail Skype.
Zoom started in 2012.
Zoom started in 2012. Oh, well, they had a bit of infrastructure there as well.
A few years to get it right.
What about this solicitor who's facing an investigation after having a session during a Zoom court hearing? I love a bit of this. This is just workers losing their mind on Zoom.
Rookie error.
Peruvian Hector Parades Robales.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Was branded a disgrace to his profession. Well, hang on. Go easy. By the judge presiding over the virtual hearing after launching into his X-rated performance while his camera was on. Oh, you dirty Peruvian.
No.
Oh, Hector. Oh, you dirty bear. Oh, Hector. Padrares Roblales. Extraordinary footage showed him stripping off. This is wonderful stuff.
Hang on, there's no suggestion this is deliberate, right?
No, I think he, I don't know what he thought it was going to happen. He was stripping off and sitting on his chair and then a naked brunette. Hello. She started to straddle him as astonished court officials and other lawyers looked on.
Oh,
He's forgotten to turn his camera
on. He's forgotten to turn it. This sounds like every Christmas party I've ever been to.
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes have been made. We learn from them. We keep moving forward.
Yes.
Don't dwell in the errors you've made in life.
Yeah.
Take something out of it and change your behaviour,
if indeed
you need to.
Yeah.
Judge John Chihua Tahuris.
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you. Summoned a police officer as a female aide tried to alert Padres Robles that his session was being watched and recorded on a public live feed.
Oh, no.
Not just his mates in the courtroom.
Oh, so anyone could just log into this thing?
Fed square.
What's on the back page?
What is on the back page
this
today?
This is
the Marty Sheegod.
It's a real shame for cricket fans, which I am, a massive fan of Test cricket.
Yeah.
The Australian men's cricket team's Test tour of South Africa has been cancelled after long negotiations over biosecurity protocols due to coronavirus. Bloody coronavirus. It's ruining Test cricket.
It so is.
Cricket Australia last month named the 19-man squad for the best of three. Da-dee-da-dee-dum. A statement from CA said it believed it had no choice but to cancel the series due to the public health situation in South Africa, including a second wave and that new South Africa. Oh, the phone's ringing. Can someone get that? Is Ida getting that? Is Ida getting it? Christ, do something, Ida, for Christ's sake. Including the new strain, which I think popped up. Is that the WA one that shut WA down? Was that the South African strain? A lot of South Africans in WA.
Well, there was one in New Zealand too, I think. I think that same strain ended up in New Zealand.
Right. The plan is to reschedule. Oh, that won't happen. Once you miss your moment these days, you've missed your moment.
Yeah.
7-day COVID averages in South Africa, 5,500 cases a day.
Wow.
Is that 460 deaths over 7 days?
Or currently, yeah.
Over 7 days?
That's the average.
Ooh, right.
That is so full on.
Yeah, they're having a tough time. And it's a shame because it was going to be an interesting test series. There was a fair bit of drama around it.
Yeah.
Weighed out, head back in.
Yeah.
Payne as captain.
Yeah.
There was some stuff going on. What's their next series, Will?
So they will be travelling for a 5 T20 game tournament in New Zealand starting Feb 22. And now all those test players are available for that.
No, that'll be a bit of fun. Hit the giggle. Stand T20. Israel Folau.
Boo. Oh, he's in the news again. What's he making news about?
Boo. People will remember Izzy for having some of the most ridiculous ideas any man's ever had. The Dragons, NRL team, the Dragons have reportedly made a major move to recruit him back into the NRL. Is this true? St. George has submitted a formal application to the NRL. Well, then it's true. To sign Folau on a 2-year deal in the hope of seeing him make a comeback this season to the code that made him famous. Was he was at the Broncos, wasn't he?
Yep.
When he really was at the top of his game. The Dragons board's given the green light to go ahead with plans to recruit Folau, who would likely play in the centres. Folau, of course, Rugby Australia tore up the contract. He took him to court. They paid him out.
Where's he been over the past year or so?
He's been playing rugby league in France and the UK.
Ah, right.
I don't know about Izzy. He's just not. You know, there's a responsibility now, even as a man of strong. Why shouldn't Izzy play in the NRL if we've given Margaret Court the highest honour that we can in the country?
Right, okay.
Holy hell. Or holy moly, as the case may be. Honestly, Jesus Christ. Oh, Captain Sir Tom Moore's passed away after contracting COVID. Bloody hell.
That's a sad situation.
You live through the war.
Yeah.
You're a veteran of the war and COVID gets you.
Yeah.
No good.
He was 100.
He was 100 and he was knighted by the Queen in one of the great bits of footage of two very old people using a sword, which I really thought was going to end in tears for Tom because she was like, Jesus. And he was like, what the hell? And she was like, the other side. He was like, no thanks, you badge.
It was all happening in slow motion.
And he had his walker and she was trying to get the sword over the frame. Oh, God, it was awful.
And her hat.
Oh, I'm surprised he lived through that. Ironically, it was COVID that got him, not the Queen. I believe she wrote a personal message to the family. Lauren.
Yes. The Royal Family Instagram said that the Queen is sending a private message of condolence to the family.
Mm.
And she very much enjoyed meeting him and his family at Windsor last year.
He was a lovely old man. And of course, he famously walked around his front courtyard to raise money for the National Health Service.
Yeah, the NHS.
He set out to raise £1,000 before his 100th birthday by walking 100 laps of his garden. And he went on to raise £32 million. Pound.
Wow.
For the NHS.
Good on him.
Vale, Tom.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show catch-up. For Our Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to ourvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.